listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about someone who was a true worship leader. I'm going to read to you from 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 18, where we read, "Then one of the servants answered and said, 'Look, I've seen a son of Jesse the Bethlehemite, who is skillful in playing, a mighty man of valor, a man of war, prudent in speech, and a handsome person, and the Lord is with him.'" Having rejected the Spirit of the Lord, King Saul was troubled by a distressing spirit. His royal advisors suggested searching for someone to play soothing music for the troubled king, and one of Saul's servants found this son of Jesse named David. When they told Saul about the young man they found, they explained six qualities that spoke highly of David and of anyone who seeks to serve God with music, especially the leading of worship. Here we go, six qualities. Number one, he said that David was skillful in playing. David needed skill to lead Saul in worship and to minister to him in music. The technical quality of his music was at least somewhat important. His heart mattered, but so did his technical ability. This doesn't mean that a person must be a virtuoso before God can use them, but it does mean that they cannot tolerate a too casual, unconcerned, lazy, well, we don't really need to practice attitude. Skillful in playing reflects an attitude as much as it does an ability. Secondly, he said that David was a mighty man of valor, a man of war. David needed to be a warrior to effectively lead Saul in worship and to minister to him in music. Worship ministry is a constant battleground. There are often conflicts and contentions surrounding worship ministry, and if someone isn't equipped and ready for spiritual warfare, they'll probably be emotionally and maybe spiritually injured in worship ministry. They'll probably wound other people as well. Third, notice that he said that David was prudent in speech. David needed to speak wisely to effectively lead Saul in worship or to minister to him in music. Good worship ministry needs a lot of diplomacy. Everyone has an opinion on music and a suggestion. Effective worship ministers know when to speak and when to be quiet on the platform, when to speak and when to be quiet among the team, and also among the congregation. He also said that David was a handsome person. Now, David was a good-looking young man, at least to verse 12 of this very same chapter. But an effective worship leader doesn't need to be a fashion model, but their appearance is at least somewhat important. They need to present themselves so as to be invisible. If they're so dressed up or so dressed down that their appearance calls attention to themselves, well, then it needs to change. Finally, he said of David, "The Lord is with him." This is perhaps the most important attribute. The other measures will grow and develop, but it must be said of any worship minister, "The Lord is with him." This means that they're called by God, submitting to God, and submitting to whatever leadership the Lord has placed over them. So much of what might make a person a good musician or a good artist goes against true worship ministry. The need for ego satisfaction, the desire for the spotlight, for prominence, and for attention can all work against effective worship ministry. But the man or woman who shares these qualities that young David had, they'll be a true worship leader. And maybe for those of us who aren't worship leaders, we're just worshipers, God can work some of those same qualities in us so that we can worship him in spirit and in truth. That's something we can look to the Lord for, and we can look to him for it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.